It's not that often that people get really excited about a conference leaving town, but the departure of hundreds of vendors from the Produce Marketing Association's Expo means a windfall of fruits and vegetables for the Houston Food Bank. Thousands of pounds of fruit and vegetables are on display and in crates at the George R. Brown Convention Center, where vendors are breaking down their stalls.
Anyone with product to donate to the food bank should put the product in the aisle marked with a food bank sticker. Food bank stickers are available at the GPS Service Center, the show management office, or for the PMA floor manager.
Those food bank stickers are popping up all over the place, which means a large number of vendors decided to donate their display produce to the organization. Houston Food Bank President Brian Green says fresh fruits and vegetables are the biggest priority foods they seek.
It accounts for about one-third of our total distribution. We're quite proud of that because not only is this a product that is available in abundance if you can put in the work necessary to handle it, but it also is the most nutritious stuff that we can get our hands on. So an opportunity like this is quite a challenge for a food bank to do. Mainly from a distribution standpoint, to be able to move 400,000 pounds within a couple of days. But we've worked out a good system and we think we're ready.
Usually all the produce that comes in goes out within 4 days on average. But a windfall of 400,000 pounds of produce calls for some extra work. These crates will get shared with 15 area agencies, as well as food banks in Montgomery County and College Station. Altogether, the food will be distributed to about 100,000 families who depend on help from food pantries.
If you take USDA figures for produce grown in the United States, actually almost half of it goes to waste. Now, most of that's table waste, and we can't do anything about that. But in fact, there is literally billions with a B, of pounds of produce that goes to waste each year. And we've gotten pretty good at tapping into local sources, and we're literally pulling in produce from farms all over the country for the Houston Food Bank.
Logistically, these donations may present a challenge, but at the end of the day, hungry families are being fed. Laurie Johnson, Houston Public Radio News.